Hey, hey, happy day. Two guys were sitting on the park bench drinking beer. Girls, ladies, women, don't listen to this. Okay, then, men, their names were Monty and Jaunty. Kind of strange names. They're sitting there guzzling away as said. And Monty finally said, I think I'm going to divorce my wife. She hasn't spoken to me in over 6 months. And Jaunty, he keeps drinking. He's a slow thinker. But finally, he says, you better think it over because women like that, they're hard to find. Here's the woman in Boise, Idaho, that she should be one of them. She shouldn't talk to anybody. She's dumb as a stick. She's a socialist, and she wants to make Boise, which is a wonderful city. She's got a wish list for socialism, and she wants to make the place a socialist city. And she's talking a lot of nationalism talk, and it doesn't make sense. It is not her job, and she makes me crazy, and everybody there crazy. I've driven through Boise many times. I've driven to Boise. I've flown to Boise. I've owned property in Boise, and I have a lot of friends in Boise, and she's all mixed up like a, I don't know what, like a homemade radio. She says, I want free contraception for everybody, and I want sex education to little guys as young as 2 years of age. Well, I want a sanctuary city. I want no more coordination with the United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement people. Just bring them in. If you're illegal, we like it, and we want to look after you. 30% of all the people that run in our office or work in our office have to be female. Qualifications don't matter, and we're going to double all of the workforce that work at City Hall. And I recommend that we examine and try to interpret the white supremacist culture. And when we're doing that, we need to close all the juvenile detention centers, and we need to have citywide free internet. And you know what? She's got a list, and the list just goes on and on. She's just dangerous. People like her are dangerous. Then you swing over to Naples, Florida. Thousands of boats went out the other day, and a lot of women were leading the charge, and they were singing God Bless America and Trump 2020 and the free system and on. What a contrast, and there was lots of them versus one of her. So these women, I'm glad they have a voice, and that woman in Boise, I wish she'd get laryngitis. Virus. This COVID thing is still going on, you know, and the left-wing crazy people. Can you guys keep up? Here we go from boats and mares, and now we're talking viruses. Stick with me. These left-wing crazy people, you know what? They've got new buzz language now. It's called follow the science. They say it kind of in a condemning way, like we're so smart. Follow the science, says the president wannabe Joe Biden and the governor of New York and so many other governors and so many people who are left-wing all. Follow the science. There's a second wave coming. I haven't been hit by the first wave yet. On and on. I mean, you know what? Lefties are trying so hard to out-stupid each other that it kind of makes you who's going to win. And in terms of the virus, I finally heard something the other day from a politician that I liked. And it's from a politician that I don't like that much. It's the premier of Alberta. And he said this, and I give him high marks. And he's getting a lot of pushback for it. He said the average age of death for COVID in Alberta, in his province, is 83. And I'll remind everyone that the average life expectancy in the province is 82. So I'm not sure what to make of that, he said. But it does suggest that if you make it to 83 before you die of COVID, you've already beaten the odds, so congratulations. He went on to say the age split is an issue. In Canada, 95% of all deaths from COVID are from those over the age of 60. 80% are in care facilities, and the risk of death from COVID for people under 65 is 0.006%. Wow, you know what? This is me now, the premier's finished, good job. The virus, while it's a terrible thing, it is very sad. You know what? Statistically, it's not significant. And good for him for pointing that out. And all those left-wing guys that talk about the virus and everything else, they all belong in a, I don't know, what's a code name for a mental asylum? A puzzle factory. That's where they should be. Now, in Canada, just the other day, I was reading the National Post, and a writer said, Canada's potential first lady is disrespectful. Not her as an individual, but the term. He said, we should not have in Canada any reference to a first lady. It's about the man, or vice versa, of course. If the woman is a leader, it's about the woman. But in this example, it's about the man. He's assuming that Peter McKay is going to be the next leader and ultimately of the Conservative Party and ultimately the Prime Minister, and that's this story. But he's bothered that anyone would know anything about a first lady. She should have privacy, and nobody should know about her. He's wrong. He's mixed up because, you know, look at history. Winston Churchill. I mean, if it wasn't for Mrs. Churchill, we'd be speaking German. I've said that about him. He was a great man, but he had a great push. And she wrote most of his speeches, and she edited them, and she smacked him around. Not physically, but do this, Winston. How dare you do that? And if it wasn't for her guidance, and it goes right through history. You know what? The women, you sleep with a boss, you eat with a boss, you live with a boss. I mean, come on. I mean, what if Peter McKay's wife was a communist? I know nothing about her. What if she was? I mean, if you live with a communist, you're influenced by a communist. If you live with somebody who's this, you're influenced by that. I mean, because you're happily married. That's the theory, at least. So, you know, this writer, I don't agree with him at all. Canada, the last thing of the day. The government in Canada has gone through all these gyrations about gun control, and people that own guns are so confused, they don't know what's being controlled or what isn't. The lists are so crazy and long. But the government is now saying this. He says cities will be allowed to ban handguns. It, period, stop. Okay, what if they don't want to? Does that mean a city is allowed? Can we find a mayor somewhere who says the opposite of that Boise bear, that says, this is great, I'm in charge of handguns, so everyone can carry them now? Or is it you only have authority if you do what I say? If you ban them, you have authority. If you give people their rights back, you don't have authority. It's that liberal thing again. You can have an opinion, but it's got to be identical to mine. Dumb as forever. We need a mayor with some sizzle, somebody to stand up like the left person. I gotta respect her because she believes in that. She's a goof, but she's saying it, right? Because she believes it. We need somebody to do the same thing on the right. I believe in it, and hey, Prime Minister of Canada, thanks for that. And now everybody can carry a gun that has a license, passes it back. Good people, bad people, they can't. Goodbye. You come back tomorrow. See ya.